Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210.
Even our buddy Brian Hickey, who writes at Philly Voice, that guy walking around with the AR-15 deserves to be heard. Sometimes outrageous acts spark long-needed conversations. He'd like to speak with the guy walking through Abington and the like. How would you like to be a busy police chief and, like Patrick Malloy, Abington police chief, dealing with all the everyday problems in Abington, like Ben Salem, where I am, or sort of similar, is a community that has, you know, not quite what a big city has, but has a lot of things going on. And you have to deal with this guy walking around to make some kind of statement. Let's go to Chief Patrick Malloy here on the Dom Giordano program. Hey, Chief, good to talk with you this morning.
Hey, good to talk to you. Good morning, Dom.
Well, Chief, I think you've struck exactly the right note here because I remember that in the past we've seen difficulty when a Philadelphia cop, Caster and Cotman, confronted a guy walking with a pistol on his hip. That's not as bad, maybe, as an AR-15. What is your stance? What is it that you've been trying to do?
Yes, Dom, this is a highly unusual individual walking with an AR-15. But just imagine the image that conjures up in today's climate, him walking through crowded streets, walking over 3 miles, I believe it was, and maybe a mile back to where he lives. In a time when we know that this AR-15 assault rifle, we know that can do a lot more damage than a pistol. And we also know that the people that are advocating the open carry are somewhat using a passive aggressive tactic in order to bait officers into us infringing on their constitutional rights. So the officer on scene, it's difficult. They can interview and talk to the this young man, but we can't really detain him, take the weapon off him. You know, there are constraints because it is a protected right for him to carry that weapon, as unreasonable and as, you know, it really served no legitimate purpose in my mind, even though his stated purpose was to educate the public and to gauge the political climate in Abington Township, is what he said to the officers during the first and second encounters as he was videotaping our officers.
Oh, God, yeah, videotaping too. I got to commend you, Chief, because a lot of people would have, because you got to be getting a lot of calls, given the climate that we live, particularly when he goes into the Abington Shopping Center. And I've had deep Second Amendment friends calling and saying, this is exactly not the way to spread the message about the Second Amendment in the climate that we're in. All it does is get people to tighten up and want the police to do something. So is this still going on? Was this a one-time thing with him?
He did this two times. The last time was Monday afternoon. And you're right, Dom. This is a difficult balance between protecting his Second Amendment rights, but with our higher calling of protecting the community's rights. Now, our officers, obviously, were law enforcement professionals. We're also parents. I'm getting calls from mothers in the schoolyard saying, why aren't we doing something about this? How can you allow this individual to continue to sort of terrorize our neighborhood? What are you guys doing about it? And I can assure you this, that that our department is taking all of the steps to investigate this individual's background. It's unusual for a law enforcement officer to have contact with an individual and not to have had previous contacts. Now, this young man, he has no history with us, seems to be cooperative. But again, when you take his actions just on its face, you have to be concerned about possibly his change of mental status. 19 years old, no indications that he's done anything like this in the past. While we do know that he has a right to do this, we're not going to compromise on you know, on the fact that our officers will be monitoring his every move to make sure that something that seems as benign as, at least in his mind, as him educating the public, doesn't turn bad very quickly. So I'm telling residents, don't talk to him, don't confront him. We actually have received some Facebook posts of fathers saying, if he comes near my house with that weapon, you know, I'm going to take care of business. So puts us in a real difficult position, and it's frustrating. We know what the laws are, but I don't think he's doing any service to the Second Amendment rights and people who hold them dear. This is one where even the most reasonable people would say that this is way out of bounds.
Well, it's self-defeating. You're right. And I like what you said, how you have to take everything into account. And why does someone all of a sudden at 19, is he connected to any group or is this a lone, I don't want to say wolf, that's prejudging anything. Is this guy alone or is there any group that he's fronting, Chief?
And Dom, that's what makes us curious here. We have no information that he is involved with any group. This seems to be a little bit out of character. So again, we're doing all we can behind the scenes to identify and assess any issues that would give us the authority to act. And we've been doing this almost nonstop since we received this information and since we engaged this individual and learned more about him.
Well, Chief, I can't say enough times that it's not just hero cops and the stuff they do we salute. It's people like you and your officers who are exercising judgment, reassuring the public with a million other things that you have to do, and to have this guy put you through all this with limited police and all that. So I salute you, and thank you for coming on and clarifying, and please stay in touch with us as this develops.
Hey, Dom, thank you for helping me get the message out. I appreciate that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.